Everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, we discuss hot topics, news of the day, and, you know, tackling hard subject matter. We may not always be on the same page or agreement, but that's what makes this show special. You're entitled to agree or disagree. Isn't that wonderful? Keep an open mind and continue to think outside of the box. As a close friend told me, the truth is a lie, which also is a book by that title, author Harry Pitsanis. Please join us in the chat room with your opinions or call us on the show phone, 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is theessenceofsuccess.net. If there is a subject you would like to see us discuss or a news article, please contact us at the website and leave a message or a comment. We are here to empower you and make you think. We don't have all the answers, but we will find the questions to be answered and understood. Thank you for supporting and listening to the show. My hope that each show will give you food for thought, as they say, something to think about and discuss around the water cooler. So, welcome everybody from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to In the Studio with Linus. Well, I want to tell you, we've got a lot of news to cover today. So what's been going on for this week and last week, so just a lot of good news. And I want to just thank everybody for hanging in there and listening to the show in the studio. I try to come every Wednesday with some news, some information that will, you know, not only give you food for thought, but make you think about things that's going on. So anyway, I do want to say this before I start. Now, 45 had the audacity. You know, this man is a narcissistic, but also a big-time liar. He had the audacity. He had called Meghan Markle, Harry's wife, nasty. The woman just had a baby. She's at home. It ain't even been 6 weeks. She's still wide open. Do you understand what I'm saying? She's a mother at home with her child. But he had to say something derogatory about her. He also said something derogatory about Kate, William's wife, and said that I guess she was at a beach or something and she should go naked. She really should. And come on, Kate, do it. Like, what? So now Harry and William will not do a photo op with Trumps. They can't stand him, and they probably just think their grandmother just tolerates him because we have an alliance with England. But Harry is pissed, what he said about his wife. William, no doubt, is quite pissed. So both these brothers are mad with Trump for what he said, about both their wives. So you can look for some things to pop off, I bet you, in the future. And they ain't gonna know, and Trump is not gonna know where it's coming from. It's almost like the movie, what is it, with Al Pacino? I'm sorry, I can't think of the title of it right now. But he said, don't let him see you coming. And he said, like the devil, and he's gone. So I'm just telling you, Trump, you need to shut the fuck up and stop talking about other people's wives or their children. Take care of political business. not personal business. I'm going to tell you like they tell people on Facebook. Don't Facebook your problems. Face the person. Okay? You need to see a psychiatrist big time. You really do. You've got some mental issues that's way beyond even the normal. Okay, so our first article tonight is the Alpha, Kappa, Alpha, and Delta, Sigma, Theta criminal judges, y'all. Yes, and they're all black women. They have created a program to fight prison pipelines. The pipeline to prison is a problem that disproportionately affects the African-American community, and four black women who are judges and members of the Alpha, Kappa, Alpha, and Delta, Sigma, Theta have teamed up to create a program in Dallas to combat it. Now, the program that they have created is called the Pipeline to Possibilities, and it focuses on changing the pipeline to prison in the local school system around Dallas. Throughout the program, youths are educated on various aspects of the justice system and taught life skills, redirecting them from engaging in criminal behavior and activity. The program was created by four elected judges who are members of the Alpha Kappa, Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated and the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. The pipeline to prison is a problem. Oh, I said that already. Okay. So now let me tell you about the four judges. The first judge is Judge Shaquita Kelly. Judge Shaquita Kelly presides over the Dallas County Misdemeanor Family Violence Criminal Court, number 11. She was initiated into the Delta Sigma Theta in the fall of 1998 through the Gamma Nu chapter on the campus of Indiana University. She is number 8 of the 18 renowned line. Judge Amber Givens Davis presides over Dallas County 282nd Judicial District Felony Criminal Court. She was initiated into Alpha Kappa Alpha in the spring of 2003 through the Amoricon Theta Omega chapter in St. Louis, Missouri. She is number 5 on the SS Cloud 9 line. Okay. Next one is, here we go, Judge Stephanie Mitchell. Judge Stephanie Mitchell presides over Dallas County 291st Judicial District Felony Criminal Court. She was initiated into Alpha Kappa Alpha in the spring of 1999 through the Delta chapter on the campus of the University of Kansas. She is number 12 of the SS Spectrum line. Next is Judge Lisa Green. Judge Lisa Green presides over Dallas County's Misdemeanor Criminal Court number 5. She was initiated into Alpha Kappa Alpha in the spring of 1994 through the Delta Rio Citywide chapter on the campus of St. Mary's. She is number 4 of the entertainer line. Okay, so let's get to the good part of it. Okay, students are taught how to tie ties, apply makeup, present themselves respectably both in person and throughout their social media presence. Where they address different obstacles the students are dealing with and offer solutions to approach their challenges. Students also get to hear from people who found themselves in the criminal justice system because of the decisions they made while they were young and help the participants understand how important it is to make good choices. Students get to learn about different careers, colleges, entrepreneurship. This season kicks off with a Greek step show. Students also get an opportunity to discuss with law enforcement their concerns. Topics include the rise in police shootings of unarmed men across the country and concerns law enforcement officers. We at the Watch the Yard want to show these women as much love as we can for what they are doing. It not only is amazing to see four black women who are judges teaming up to save the community, but it's also great to see them using their existing Greek networks to amplify their positive and impact work. All right. Isn't that beautiful? I just think that is so, so nice. And just, you know, changing the community, one community at a time, okay? But that's nice to see four black judges in different aspects of the community. So, okay. All right, so our next story, and karma is a blip, okay? But you'll understand this in a minute. The woman who called Michelle Obama an ape, okay? Yeah, uh-huh. The West Virginia woman who was fired from her job in 2016 after writing a demeaning Facebook post about Michelle Obama was sentenced to prison on Thursday for embezzling more than $18,000 from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA, disaster benefits. Okay. Remember what I said, karma's a blip. Pamela Taylor is her name. That's the woman who called Michelle Obama an ape. Pamela Taylor, 57, who served as director of the Clay County Development Corporation, was sentenced to 10 months in federal penitentiary and 2 months of home confinement. The United States Attorney's Office said she was also fined $10,000. Now, Pamela Taylor defrauded the federal program is always egregious act, said Mark Caskey, special agent in charge of the United States Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General. In a statement, disaster relief fraud is even more serious because of the limited measure nature of the funds intended to assist Americans in their time of greatest need. Taylor pleaded guilty in February to falsely registering for more than $18,000 in FEMA disaster benefits after flooding in Clay County, West Virginia, in June 2016. The flood killed 23 people. Taylor claimed that her primary residence had been damaged in the flood and that she was staying in a rental property. The prosecutor's office said, however, she never moved and still lived in her undamaged home. Let me repeat that. Ms. Taylor still lived in her undamaged home. All right, Pamela, we got you, girl. Pamela Taylor claimed that her primary residence had been damaged. Pamela Taylor's fraudulent scheme took FEMA dollars away from those who needed it the most, said U.S. Attorney Mike Stewart. Federal disaster benefits are critical to rebuilding infrastructure, homes, lives, not for lining the pockets of individuals who suffered no loss, Pamela Taylor. Pamela Taylor repaid $18,149.04 in restitution. After Donald Trump was elected president, Taylor wrote on Facebook, "It will be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified first lady in the White House. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels." She was fired from her job after the November 2016 Facebook post. Well, let me tell you about your classic, beautiful, dignified first lady. Did you know she was in porn? Did she took porn pictures, Pamela Taylor? Huh? Did you know she knows nothing about politics, Pamela Taylor? All she knows about is spending money and modeling, Pamela Taylor? But you call Michelle Obama an ape. I think you need to stop in the mirror and look at your ass for a minute, okay? This is what time it is, bitch. Your ass is going to jail, and that's what you get. Thank you very, very much, U.S. Attorney Mike Stewart. You were on your job. Keep it going, brother. Keep it going. I bet she won't call nobody else out about their looks. Okay, you are listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, the next thing up is June horoscopes. You know I got to do that. And y'all, this week sometime, I'll say by Friday, you should get an announcement or not check in for Saturday Night Psychic because I will be doing the horoscopes on YouTube. So do check that out this week, Saturday Night Psychic. I'll be doing the horoscopes for the month of June. Now, the theme for this month's horoscope is special guidance. We are going to look at life in a spiritual way, maybe reconnect with a better understanding. Okay. First up, Aries. Your action and decision or opinion will be the deciding factor. If the fruit of the tree is gone, Aries, it's time to move on. Hello? Okay. Taurus. The situation in which you feel trapped is only temporary. Your pessimism will soon be replaced by great joy, and someone will be very instrumental in changing things for the better, Taurus. So if what you think or hear is negative, don't believe it, okay? Gemini. The standstill will be overcome and or a reunion is at hand. You are never alone. All you have to do is reach out, Gemini. Be patient, persistent, and diligent in your efforts. Cancer. What you want or need will come to you, and you will be provided for. Unfortunately, the work you're in insulates or alienates you from social involvement. However, you can rise above your emotional limitations by remembering that God is your source and works through many channels, Cancer, and in many ways. Open your mind to the possibilities of new beginnings. Leo. True guidance proves itself in that it brings with it the action or ability to carry it out. And by its fruits shall it be known. If you're in a quandary over what to do, Leo, remember that decisions usually make themselves when the time is ready. Your spiritual development will be resumed, and what was missing will be provided. Virgo. A feeling of emptiness is sometimes necessary, Virgo. A cup that's already full has no room for more. Relinquish self-guidance, which is ego, and allow the higher to lead. There are when earthly desires must be sacrificed in order to make room for a divine plan. Libra. Stay detached and you will be able to perceive the truth in situations, and your impressions or perceptions will later be confirmed, Libra. Hello, somebody. Don't be afraid to be defenseless or lay your cards on the table. It can make a difference because what consciously or unconsciously being expressed is coming from genuine concern. Scorpio. People might not get your concepts or see things the way you do, but you won't be left out in the cold. Someone will come to your aid or give you the opportunity to utilize some of your skills or talents. There's a tremendous spiritual force present which is causing your inner hearing to increase. In time, what you couldn't see before will be clearly and explicitly revealed. Sagittarius. Change is in the air and a new approach is at hand. This could come through a friend who will help you see the light or attain a new perspective. Be willing to wait, but don't compromise, Sagittarius, your self-esteem or avoid the warning signs, okay? Or as we say, the red flags. Capricorn, realize the futility of effort. If something is meant to be, it will come of its own accord. When you stop seeking, searching, or expecting, it will begin to happen. Since you're not the cause and are powerless to change what is happening, it's futile to be upset, Capricorn. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. Aquarius, keep following your star and you will get your wish. You may have to wait, but what you want will come, Aquarius. Things are working out better and faster than you think, and problems that look like mountains will prove to be molehills. Pisces, don't bite off more than you can chew in your passion to go forward, or you'll find things hard to swallow, Pisces. The time is not right, and you're not ready to fully, you're fully prepared, okay? The time is not right, and you're not ready or fully prepared. So don't think you're alone, that you're not being helped. It's fear and impatience that blinds you from the truth or deafens your receptivity to the spirit. When it is no longer serves your growth to not know something, you will know. Okay? And that's the June horoscopes for this month. Okay. Well, I think right now it's time we'll take a quick little break here and come back and continue on with some more good news stories. Good news stories, good articles this week. Okay, so don't you go nowhere. You come right on back. We'll be back real quick in 2 and 2.
Yeah. D-Ron.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, now we're going to talk about creating good feng shui. And if you don't know what feng shui is, feng shui is how you set different things in your house, direction, north, south, east, and west, like certain directions for money, certain directions for love, or certain directions for happiness in your house. So this is what feng shui does. So today I'm doing feng shui about mirrors because I'm seeing more and more in houses people have those big 6 feet tall or 5 feet tall mirrors, you know, just sitting up against the wall in the different rooms and stuff. So I was curious. I said, well, let me find out what about feng shui and mirrors. Called the aspirin of feng shui, mirrors are one of the most popular and powerful feng shui cures, used as an expression of the water. Feng shui element, the right placement of mirrors can bring beneficial energy to specific areas of your home or office. Because mirrors bring the energy of the water, feng shui element, they are used as an effective cures in the bagu areas that benefit the most from the feng shui element. And the bagu is B-A-G-U-A. This means that you can freely use mirrors in the east for health, southeast for money, and north for career, bagua areas of your space. The next powerful feng shui use of mirrors is to draw a beneficial quality of energy called xing qi in feng shui into any home or office. For example, a mirror placed in the way that reflects a beautiful view from the garden will draw this good feng shui energy into your space. Mirrors are also used to expand a space and create more light, of course. Yeah, because, you know, some people have mirrors up in their living room or their dining room just to make it look larger than what it is, you know, not so much blending, but give it more space. There are three types of mirrors used in feng shui. Now, the first one, typical mirrors, defined by shape. They're oval, round, or square, and frame materials such as wood, metal, etc. For example, a round mirror is a gold leaf frame, can be a beautiful feng shui wealth and abundance cure and work very well in the feng shui money area of your home or office. Now remember, the southeast is for the money, right? Okay. Number two, a concave mirrors. In feng shui, the concave back wall mirrors are mostly used outside. These mirrors produce an upside-down condensed reflection. Number three, the convex mirror, the C-O-N-V-E-X mirrors, have protective qualities, serving as a watchful eye, mostly used outside in feng shui, although can be used inside too, especially if nicely framed. The bagua mirror is a special type of feng shui cure that should never be used inside a home. Now, the best feng shui areas to have a mirror are: east is health and family, southeast is wealth and abundance, and north is career and your path in life. Now, feng shui areas to avoid placing a big mirror are south, fame and reputation, directly facing the main door, which is like stair steps. That's one thing I learned. You never want a mirror facing your front door, and you don't want steps at your front door. Very bad. Like, and when I'm saying at your front door, like if you walked into your apartment or walked into your condo or your house and the steps are right in front of you when you walk in, very bad. Or if there's a mirror right there when you walk in the front door, very bad. So, you know, if you find a house with steps like that, God bless you. But look for the steps to be to the side of the front door or in another part of the house. Also, you don't want a mirror directly facing your bed or above your bed, okay? Don't ever have a mirror in front of your bed or above your bed. Also, let me tell you this, too. You should never have a TV in front of your bed. That's bad energy. If the TV is in the corner of the room, that's okay, but you should not have that TV in front of your bed. It is also not good feng shui to place your mirror so that they directly reflect each other. This creates a very active as well as a weakening type of energy that is not promoting good feng shui in your home. Okay, so that's your feng shui about mirrors. I hope that helped you guys and gave you a better understanding. I know it did me to know, because like I said, I don't know if it's becoming popular to have big mirrors in your house. I'm not for certain. I just don't know, but it sure is all around right now, huh? Okay. So anyway, just think about that. Remember, front door, no steps and no mirrors facing you. Okay. All right. Now, our next story, it comes from San Francisco, California. Please step down, San Francisco Police Chief. San Francisco's police unions have called on the city's police chief to resign over his handling of a raid on a local reporter's home earlier this month. Journalist Brian Carmody said in an interview that police knocked down the gate of his home with a sledgehammer on May 10th, handcuffed him for hours, and seized thousands of dollars in electronics after he refused to identify a confidential source who provided a police report that revealed details about the death of the city's longtime public defender, Jeff Adachi, in February. This is per NBC News, okay? According to the report, the city medical examiner determined that trace amounts of cocaine and alcohol were found in Adachi's system, contributed to the heart attack that killed him. While Chief Bill Scott has apologized for the raid, Union President Tony Montoya issued a letter to members calling for him to step down. It is time for Chief Scott to go. There's no other way around it, union leaders wrote in a statement released Saturday, one day after Scott issued the public apology. The statement describes the chief's public comments as pathetic, deceitful, and shameful display of self-preservation, finger-pointing, and political kowtowing. According to NBC Bay Area, Scott said he has concern about how department investigators dealt with Carmody's status as a journalist. I am specifically concerned by a lack of due diligence by department investigators in seeking search warrants and appropriately addressing Mr. Carmody's status as a member of the news media, he said. This has raised important questions about our handling of this case and whether the California Shield Law was violated. Adding, we have serious concerns that we may have violated the Shield Law. Absolutely. We have to dig into everything that has to be investigated as well. The California Shield Law protects journalists from being held in contempt for refusing to identify their sources. It also prohibits police from executing search warrants for materials covered by the law. The San Francisco Police Officers Association said Scott was fully aware of Carmody's status as a member of the press. Okay. We'll just watch that story, and I'll report back anything new come about. So we'll watch that and see what happens. Okay. All right, now our next story up, this is a good story. You guys know who Ciara is? You know, she's a singer that was married to Future and had a child. And then she married our guy, Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seahawks. Well, anyway, it's congratulations to Ciara. And by the way, she's got a new album out, too. It's called Beauty Mark. So please check that out. Support my girl, Ciara, and buy her new album, Beauty Marks. Okay, now, Ciara accepted to Harvard's Business School of Media, Entertainment, and Sports because she's graduated now. Following the release of her seventh studio album, Beauty Marks, on May 10th, Ciara has announced that she's headed to Harvard. Ciara was recently accepted into Harvard's Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports program. This specific program is a selective process based on professional achievement and organizational responsibilities. Okay, this is according to Harvard's Business School. Students in the program learn how to develop and execute more effective business strategies, debate and analyze the business and technology trends that are redefining the industry. That's true. And learn how to launch and manage creative products and portfolios more strategically. Meanwhile, Ciara recently launched a production company, Why Not You Productions, with her husband, Russell Wilson, who is a quarterback for the Seahawks, to develop film, TV, and digital content. While we work in different fields in our day-to-day, we are excited to come together to collaborate and create stories that we hope will touch people's lives, said Russell Wilson and Ciara in joint statements. We are both storytellers at heart, and we want to be able to share stories that uplift people and inspire others to creative, positive change. That's ultimately what we want this company to represent. The Level Up singer also runs her own entertainment company and record label. Yes, she does. Beauty Marks Entertainment, BME. While Wilson heads West to East Empire, that's his company, W2E, a brand management creative content production company. Again, from all of us, the staff at the Essence of Success, congratulations, Ciara. We are so proud of you. You are a phenomenal young lady and doing quite well in your life. Very good. Okay, and our next story up is Sasha Obama goes to the prom. Y'all, if you didn't see this last week, her and her date, if they don't look like Michelle and Obama, okay, Barack, I swear they do. She has grown up, y'all, to be such a beautiful, beautiful young lady, just as pretty as she want to be. But her and her date, they look just like her mama and dad, like it's them coming as a young couple, them young. With the current occupant in the White House invading, no terrorizing our lives on a daily basis, you may have briefly forgotten about the beautiful family that used to reside there. Well, here's a reminder. While you weren't looking, Barack and Michelle Obama's baby girl, Sasha, has been finishing high school and, in fact, attend her prom on Friday night. In pics posted on Facebook, the former first daughter and her date is seen posing for the camera before her grand time out in Washington. She will graduate from the Sidwell Friends High School next month. The gorgeous Sasha is seen with her handsome tux-wearing boyfriend, Chris Milton, and they had admirers singing their praises on social media. So where was Pop, she might be asking. We have no idea, but not to worry, because Sasha's mom, Michelle, and sister Malia were there to be present and represent the family. But what about Sasha's date? Some on social media are calling him brave for asking her to the prom, considering who her daddy is. Can we just appreciate the absolute guts that this kid must have had during that dad talk with Barama? And, of course, the jokesters had to put their two cents in about Sasha's Secret Service detail, keeping an eye on dude, okay? But they are a beautiful couple. So if you can get a chance, I would say go onto to Facebook and look up Sasha Obama, and you'll see her prom pictures. I mean, she is just so beautiful. But that guy, if he doesn't look like Obama, please. Okay, well, we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to be right on back. I hope y'all are enjoying the show. I'm sure enjoying bringing the news to you, because it is some good news this week, okay? All right, don't you go nowhere, y'all. I'll be back in 2 and 2. This is In the Garden by Quincy Jones.
tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deep feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me see the mystery.
Got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing.
Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, well, it's that time of the show, sports. We got to give the sports. It's that time. So now in the NBA, there's a game on right now on ABC. It's Toronto and Golden State. Now, they're for the championship. These are the two teams. Right now, it's in the second quarter. Toronto is 41. They're leading Golden State 33. So Toronto 41, Golden State 33 in the second quarter. Now, let's get to MLB, Major League Baseball. Okay, bottom of the seven, we got the New York Yankees 7 and Toronto 4 and two outs. It's a rain delay, Minnesota 6, Cleveland 5, and it's a rain delayed right now. Top of the six, we got COL 1 and Chicago 3, and it's in the top of the six. Final, Chicago White Sox lost to Washington State, I don't know, WSH, I don't know who that is, 6. Chicago lost to them, WSH won 6. Okay, another final is Los Angeles Dodgers. They lost to Arizona 3. LA Dodgers 2, Arizona 3, Arizona Cardinals. Another final is Philadelphia 7. They beat SD 5. And there's a game tonight at 7:10 p.m., and I don't know, I think it might be on ESPN. Anyway, it's Houston and Seattle Mariners. Right now, Houston is 42-20, and Mariners is 25-30. Okay, so that's where you're going. Okay, let's see what's going on in soccer. Well, Brazil is 2, Qatar is 0. And it's 56 degrees. I don't know where they're playing. Maybe they're playing in Brazil. But anyway, the next one, United States and Jamaica. It's a final. Jamaica beat United States by 1-0. Mexico and Venezuela is 1-1. They're tied up. Paraguay and Honduras are also tied up 1-1. And those are your international friendly scores. Okay. Let's see. Oh, the Cubs. Yeah, there's not. Okay, that's going on. What else? Let's see. I am looking to see what else I can report on for you guys for the sports. And that's about it. Eighth match, South Africa and India. Oh, they're in what? Soccer? Oh, cricket. Oh, it's a cricket match. It doesn't say who's won yet, though. South Africa and India. Okay, for the cricket. Oh, the UFC. Well, look, this is happening Saturday, y'all. It's on pay-per-view. Saturday the 8th. It's T. Ferguson. He's won 25, and he's going against D. Cerrone, who's won 36-11-0. Ooh, his is 36-11-0, and Ferguson is 25-3. Tempo is going to be the key factor in the Ferguson-Cerrone clash. So remember, that's Saturday on pay-per-view. Okay, and it's the bantamweight tournament, so we'll see what's going on there. Let's see. Is there anything? Nope, I'm not seeing. Belmont Park. Oh, 2019 odds. Nah. Okay, well, looks like I don't have any more scores. Or do I? Oh, hold up. Wait a minute, y'all. We got tennis. Halep and Anisimova tomorrow at 3 a.m. in the morning. Wow, this is overseas. This is the women's tennis, y'all. I'm sorry, I should have said that. Thursday also at 3 a.m. I guess this is the men. M. Keys, and A. Flatley. Now, the WNBA, Chicago lost to WSH 103-85. How about that? Oh, that was both the women's tennis. I'm sorry, Keys and Barfire, both women. Excuse me. Now, the men's tennis, we've got Thiem, T-H-I-E-M, and Krachanowy. If I'm tearing up your name, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That's Thursday at 5:30 a.m., and also Thursday at 5:30 a.m. is Djokovic and Zverev are playing at 5:30. And in the hockey, Thursday at 5 p.m., we got the Steelers and Boston, STL and Boston playing on Thursday at 5 p.m. So, yeah, you guys might want to check that out. Okay, and that's about it. And the World Cup, like I said, is South Africa and India playing. Okay, so there is all your scores for sports today. And that's about it. So I hope that you guys enjoyed the show today. I sure enjoyed bringing it to you. How about that? Good news, okay? I mean, things to think about, of course, happening in the world, but there was some good news in there too. So anyway, now be sure and be back on Friday at 6 p.m. for Friday Traffic Jams. It's probably going to be DJ Choice this week. I don't know if I'm going to showcase anyone. I don't know. It could happen, but it might be DJ's choice. But anyway, that's Friday at 6 p.m. here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. So be sure and tune in. All right, everybody, have a good Wednesday. Hope the rest of your week is going well. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I thank you for joining the show around the world in the chat room and on the phone. All right. Have a good one.